Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by John Milburn, who is the Interim Vice President for Workforce and Economic Advancement at College of the Canyons here in Santa Clarita, California. John, as you know, for 16 years now at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start though, John, by telling us a little bit more about College of the Canyons, what you do specifically and who you serve. So over to you, John, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you so much, Paul. I'm very happy to be with you here today. Thank you for having me. First, I'll start off with College of the Canyons. It first opened in 1969 and now serves more than 33,000 students per year on our two campuses located in Valencia and Canyon Country. In addition, the college plays a key role in developing the workforce and supporting employers in our region, and that's my job. That's the division that I oversee. We have brought literally millions of dollars in state and federal funding to support the training of thousands of employees through our Employee Training Institute over the last 20 years or so. We've also created customized training academies that get people good-paying jobs and rewarding careers with local employers. That offer advancement and growth opportunities. The college participates in many innovative partnerships. You know, we partner with nearly every social service agency, the school districts, the city, the county, our chamber, and Valley Industry Association, and others, and many businesses. We even here at the college have a university center, the Dr. Diane G. Van Hook University Center, which in partnership with our public and private universities, we offer bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, and a few doctoral programs here right in Santa Clarita at College of the Canyons. And that helps improve access to education by eliminating the long commutes that some folks have when they pick a university outside of our area. So just a little bit about the college and what we do. On to your question, and I was thinking about this quite a bit. And Paul, my experience has taught me that one of the main things that I believe and I've seen help people the most is learning applied skills that are relevant to their work and personal life. Continuous learning and growing by investing in ourselves and continuous learning and growing, I believe we're better able to manage ourselves and lead others. And, you know, for example, in this age of information and technology, it's critical to keep learning and applying new techniques and approaches to our daily work. There's so many things to manage and new and emerging ways to manage them that I don't think we can sit on the status quo anymore, if we ever could. You know, for instance, just in a small way, I've noticed a substantial increase in the amount of meetings and tasks that I expect of myself and that are expected of me to accomplish in a day since the pandemic began. The increase, because I, like so many others, now we're using Zoom, Teams, shared drives, you know, in addition to other software and things where we already had email, text, phone calls, in-person meetings and discussions in the hallway. And all of this requires learning new things on a continuous basis and applying the new information to increase our effectiveness with others and with our tasks. This is really true for me right now in my job. I find that there's so much to know and understand at deeper levels, leadership skills, interpersonal communication, team development, managing conflict, and other power skills, as I like to call them. So continuous learning to me is one of the best practices that I can recommend. As individuals learn, so does the organization they're working for or with. Organizational learning is something we don't talk a lot about, but it's the direct result of learning, of the learning happening or not happening with the individuals who work at that organization. So kind of I'm guided by what Socrates had said a long time ago, was acknowledging one's lack one's own lack of knowledge is the first step towards wisdom. And I think that that's really important to realize that we must be continuous learners. There's no stopping and just saying, okay, I'm done. Secondly, and hand in hand with that, that I have found that benefits people the most is self-reflection and self-awareness, increased self-awareness. I think the more a person understands their own motivations and reactions, the easier it is for them to change their experience that they're having. Knowing oneself and the typical reactions we have to stress, challenges, as well as successes, is critical to growing and developing as a leader in the workplace. I think that taking the time to self-reflect and really asking yourself why you do what you do and identifying some of the situations that might trigger a reaction in yourself, and then breaking that down in your own thoughts and training yourself to notice your own reactions, and then possibly choosing a different response to the same situation in order to get a better outcome for yourself and for others. I think that this is critical to business success. This ties hand in hand with having a growth mindset rather than a closed or a fixed mindset. I think what I mean by that is that if we're being truly self-reflective and looking to become more self-aware in the moment, we're able to recognize opportunities for growth. Growth mindset describes a way of viewing challenges and setbacks, and people who have a growth mindset believe that even if they struggle with certain skills, their abilities aren't set in stone. You know, they think that with work, their skills can improve over time. And I think self-reflection and self-awareness are critical to that. The last thing I want to say, the third thing that I've noticed is that how we work together really determines how well we are succeeding. Taking the time to get to know your coworkers, clients, team members, and others goes a long way toward creating a high-performance work life. Teams generally develop along a process. Those of us are familiar with it: forming, storming, norming, and performing. And so it's natural for a team to go through some conflict and storming. And knowing this is important. Helping shepherd that group and guide the group into high performance is critical. And I think that this is how we work well together, when we are aware of what's happening with our team and with our groups. I think in today's society, working well together is critical to our success. And it also extends to partnerships and alliances between organizations and partnering together to achieve outcomes that are not possible working alone. So to summarize, my experience has taught me that continuous learning, self-reflection, and working well together with others are some of the most important actions you can take to manage yourself better, lead others, and grow business acumen. There's much to know and learn, and the ability to put that knowledge to work in our daily life is the most helpful thing toward creating successful outcomes in our work and our personal lives. And that's what I wanted to share with your viewers today, Paul.
Well, John, thanks ever so much for your very clear and very practical way of helping people and organizations be their best. Just on a personal level, it's just been an honor to know you for so long, and so proud of the work that you're doing up at the college. I know we both have a heart for education. And if I could, just as a general message out to our viewers, to please keep an eye on the events page of our website, because we have these free webinars, usually on a quarterly basis, that you might see value in. John, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely, Paul. I love it. There we are. Thank John, you, my friend, for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. John, thanks ever so much for your time today. I wish you all the best, and I'll see you soon.
Yes, absolutely. See you soon. Bye-bye.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.